Hello, hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Glad you could join me today for those of you all who are listening in. And we're going to talk about today a shattered woman. A shattered woman. This was on my heart this morning, so I want to just go ahead and do a little short teaching and encourage your hearts. And by the end of this episode, we may have come here shattered, but we're going to leave whole. In the name of Jesus. Our scripture is going to come from Psalms 51:10. And the scripture says, "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me." Because when we have been a shattered woman, we need the Holy Spirit to come in and to create. Create means to make anew, to bring back together. So we need the Holy Spirit to create in us a clean, a pure heart. A heart that's after the things of God, a heart that's able to show the agape love, that love that has no strings attached, that love that I love you just because God first loved me and I have the love of God inside of me. There are no strings attached, huh? That unconditional love. There's nothing that you could do or say to make me not love you. We all need that agape love. But being a shattered woman, we have had things to come into our lives to make our hearts bitter, to make our hearts hardened. So we're going to talk about that shattered woman on here today, because not only if we do not get made whole, not only does that affect us and our lives and the choices that we make, but that will affect the people of God, that will affect the people of God's lives that we're involved with, or that would affect our family's lives that we're involved with, because some of us that are shattered are married, and we didn't get whole before we got married, and it has affected your marriage. Hallelujah. So, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, that they come in one way, Lord God, and that they leave out whole, saved, healed, and delivered. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your word, because when everything else fails, Lord God, your word will not fail. And we thank you for life and life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. Shattered. What does shattered mean? To break or burst into pieces suddenly, as with a blow. To damage or be damaged severely. And a lot of us women, I'm speaking as for myself too, we have been damaged severely. We have been damaged badly. That's what it basically means. And severely can also mean to the point of no return. But we know as women of God, there is a way of restoration. God is able to heal. God is able to deliver. He's able to restore. So you may have been beat down, you may have been shattered, wounded, busted, disgusted, but God can take you just like we put a piece of puzzle together, because it says shatter means to break or burst into pieces. You may have been shattered, your life may have been shattered into pieces, and you're trying to get those pieces of your mind back together. You're trying to get those pieces of your heart back together, those pieces of your spirit back together. But only God, only the Holy Spirit can bring that puzzle piece back together and mend that puzzle piece with the word of God and with the healing of the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit. So that's what shattered means. Luke 4:18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance." Preach means to proclaim deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. We're going to take this apart. We're going to take this scripture little bit by little bit and to relate it to us today. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me." I couldn't do what I do. I couldn't teach what I teach or say what I say without being anointed by the Holy Spirit, without being the anointed of God. Because let me tell you something, men and women of God, and I'm talking to women today, we can go out here and do a lot of things on our own, a lot of things, but it wouldn't be ineffective. It would just be religiosity. It would have be no effect without the anointing of God. We need the anointing of God that destroys the yoke, not break the yoke, because anything broken can be mended back together. So we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit to put us together like that piece of puzzle and we need to be anointed to go out here and teach the word of God, to minister the word of God. Like I said, I had had to do a speaking yesterday. That's probably why my voice is a little raggedy, but oh, yeah, well. And I was telling the women of God that when you are, you have to be anointed by the Holy Spirit to do what you do, because you can get out here on the limb. And I was we were talking about the fruit, and I had a demonstration of a rotten, nasty, disgusting, slimy piece of fruit. It was a peach. And I was showing them that peach, and I said, when you go out here not anointed by the Holy Spirit, and you're not connected to that vine, which is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then you look like this rotten piece of fruit running your mouth, but there is no power, there is no anointing, there is no action. It says, God has anointed me, the Holy Spirit has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Pour in the Spirit. I'm talking about pour in your spirit. He has sent me. Some people went and was not sent. But he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Because when you are a shattered woman, you need to be healed from the inside. Everything medicine can't help. I know you be depressed, you be oppressed, you be everything pressed down. And you go to the doctor, you go to see mental health doctors, and they give you all of these different kind of pills and to make you high, make you, and so you get off the high, but you fail to you come to realization that, okay, my problem is still here. I've just slipped away, and now I'm back to reality once the high go down. So the word of God, the anointing of God, he comes to heal the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. Your heart, your spirit, your mind has been broken, and the Holy Spirit has anointed me to come and preach the gospel to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. And to, when you say the captive, that means prisoner. Some of you all are prisoner in your mind. You can't think straight. You don't know where to go, what to do, who to talk to. You go do all of these church functions. You go to and I just sit back sometime and I just look, and it's really sad, and I guess that's just one of the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given me, that I'm like, okay, I really didn't want to know that, because it vexes my spirit, because you go different places, you see different things on YouTube, you see different things on Facebook Live, and people often, they hide behind their religion, they hide behind God is good and this, that, and that. And we know God is good. But then when you've been religious, I like that this is a word I made up, y'all. When you've been religified all your life and you just hadn't been able to be yourself, someone asks you how you doing. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored of the Lord. I'm just, but you're going through hell. You need somebody to touch and agree with you in prayer. You need to find somebody that can pull down and cast down some strongholds. Hallelujah. But instead of you saying that, you say, well, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored of the Lord, I'm this, I'm that. You get up, you sing in a choir, you jump, you shout, you cry, you do all you do. And you leave there the same way, busted and disgusted. You are shattered, and you need help. Be real. I like for people to just be real with me. Nashonda, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine, but I'm fighting that enemy every day. Hallelujah. I'm on this battlefield every day. My feet hit that floor. My feet step in the pit of hell, so I need prayer. Even when my head hit that pillow at night, I'm battling in my sleep. I'm battling in dreams and visions. I'm casting down strongholds. I'm fighting that devil, hallelujah, for my mind, for my sanity. I'm fighting him for my community. I'm fighting the enemy for my family. Glory be to God. So I keep it real. When you keep it real, you can get some help. You're not going to get no help by faking and shaking. But when you're shattered and you're broken, you're captive, you're a prisoner in your own mind, can't sleep at night because these thoughts, the devil brings thoughts to your mind. Ooh, they going to do this. Ooh, this bill is due. You ain't got no money. Ooh, you got to get another job. Ooh, they going to take this. You know what I say when I'm going to sleep, devil. I ain't worried about you. They can take whatever they want to take. They can take everything they want to take in the natural, but they can't take my soul, and they can't have my soul, and they can't have the Holy Spirit, because I'm going to trust my God. And if they can take it from me, then it wasn't meant for me. That's the way I see it. I'm going to bed. I'm going to sleep in peace. But anyway, captive, a prisoner. Bruised means to hurt the feelings of the spirit. He said here, to set at liberty, to set freedom to them that are bruised, them that are to hurt the feelings of the spirit. If we look at the word bruised, if any of you all have ever been bruised before, I've been bruised before, and I've been bruised. I remember years ago, a friend of mine, I've been in some wrecks, and we were just sitting in the turn lane waiting to turn, and I felt something boom just hit us in the back, and my head hit the top of the ceiling, and my chest hit the steering wheel, and we was pushed over into the another side of the road. And the doctor, they was telling us, well, maybe you need to go to the doctor. I was like, no, I feel fine. And they was like, well, you go to the doctor. We just want to, you know, do some tests just to make sure. So we went to the hospital. We had tests did and everything. And everything came out. All my tests came out fine or whatever. I just had a little slight headache because I had bumped my head on the top of the roof of the car. And then I also had bumped my chest on the steering wheel. But I felt fine. But the next morning when I woke up, oh, hallelujah, I could barely get out of bed. But it seemed like no damage was done to me. That's because I was looking at the outside. I didn't see any blood. I didn't see any scars. But see, a bruise is on the inside. A bruise is under the inside of the skin. You can't really see a bruise, but you can feel the effects of it. And that's how your spirit is, your heart is, your soul is, when you have to go out through life being shattered, women. You are bruised inside. But the Holy Ghost is letting you know today that I have sent, hallelujah, he has sent someone to preach the gospel, the good news to you, that Jesus is able to heal, that he's able to deliver, that he's able to close that, take that bruised heart, that bruised spirit, and he's able to apply the blood of Jesus over it and to heal your bruised heart and bruised spirit. Psalms 56:13 says, for you have delivered my soul from death. Because it feels like when you are a shattered woman, you have been through things in your life, sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying. And it says, for you have delivered my soul from death. It's like a death spirit. Seemed like something just death over you. The enemy like put a death spirit over you. Like everything you try to do, it doesn't go right. It's like every time you turn around, you take 10 steps forward and 15 steps get knocked back. So it's like you have delivered my soul from death. So when you give your life to Christ, when you have come into Christ, hallelujah, old things have passed away. All things have become new. And he will renew your mind. He will create in you a clean heart and renew within you a right spirit. And also, he will replace that death with life, because he is the truth, the way, and the life. 2 Timothy 4:18 says, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. Preserve me to keep. He is a keeper. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. So we need to look to him. We need to lay out before God, get our hearts healed, get our souls and our spirits heal. Get those bruises that people don't see when we do choir day, when we do praise dancing, when we jump and shout on Sundays, when we try to yell and scream in microphones to cover up the pain so people can say how good we preach or how good we shout or how good we sing. What good is all of that if we're a shattered woman and people can't stand to be around you because you're bitter, you're angry, you're mean, and your children suffer because you're always fussing at them, you're always putting them down, you don't never have to say a nice word to them, you don't never tell them I love you, you don't never take the time out to sit down and talk to them about their lives, about their what they're going through, about their dreams, about their goals. You're just so mean, bitter, angry because you have been shattered and you have not allowed the Holy Spirit to put the pieces of your spirit, heart, and mind back together. Hallelujah. And I wrote a question out, and each one of us may have different answers to this question, but I just want you to ask this question to yourself. What in my life shattered me? Something happened in your life that shattered you. It tore you to pieces. It damaged you. It damaged your heart. It damaged your soul. It took your trust away. It took your fellowship with people away. It drawed you into a shell to just stay off to yourself. It wounded you. It bruised. You're bruised inside. What has caused you? And I wrote a few things down. Some of you all may fit in this category. If you don't, then you know the category you fit in. But abortion. Some women have had abortions before, and they can't seem to open up and get past this or get healed from this, because we know that abortion brings forth a murder spirit. But before you became a woman of God, your parents may have, the young ladies, your parents may have had made you have an abortion. abortion when you were a teenager or when you were a child and you got pregnant. Some women have been raped and molested, and they got pregnant, and they was forced to get an abortion, or they got an abortion. And that what you really didn't realize was that was a spirit of murder, and you have what's called a travailing womb because you can feel you've been hurt inside from that. You want to talk about it. You want to share about it. You want to let this hurt and pain out, but you have nobody that you can trust. You have nobody that you can talk to. You're so afraid that if you tell people that I had an abortion when I was young, then people will look at you and call you a murderer. People will look at you a different way. But let me tell you something, and this goes back to what I was ministering yesterday to some women. I demonstrated or did a demonstration of how we were before Christ, and I had a long black tablecloth that I had stapled different words to it, a reveler, a thief, a murderer, a liar, a backbiter, a gossiper. I had a whole list of fornicator. All of these things, and I said a lot of these things on here, everybody in here can find themselves on this black part that represents death before you come to Christ. But when you come to Christ, and I had a big white sheet sprayed in the blood of Jesus, and I said this white sheet represents the blood of Jesus. It covers that dark black death sin. He comes and he heals, he delivers. So cry out to God. You may not have nobody that you can talk to or that you can trust, but the enemy will hold that over your head to try to make you feel guilty, to make you feel shameful. Well, then yes, you did what you did was wrong, but what you did was murder. But God will forgive you. God will forgive the murderer just like he will forgive the rapist, just like he will forgive the one who molested, just like he will forgive everybody. We can come to him and ask for forgiveness, repent, and come to Christ. He's able to heal, and I pray over each and every woman that have had an abortion. I pray over your spirit. I pray over your womb. Hallelujah. I pray, and I bind the spirit of travail in womb, and I pray that the fruit of your womb will be blessed and touch your mind, touch your heart, touch your soul, heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Number two, rape and molestation. Maybe you fit in that category. That may shatter your life. Fatherlessness. A lot of us have fell into this category of fatherlessness because we didn't have a father present in our lives. And some people have fathers that live in the same house with them, but he's just there. He's sleeping, eating. That's it. He has no interaction, no communication. There's nothing else there. So that fit in the category of fatherlessness. You never had nobody there to comfort you, to tell you how pretty you were, to teach you about the knuckleheads out there, and you looked for love in all the wrong places when you should have gotten that love and that comfort and that support from your father. So that could have been something that shattered your life. Low self-esteem, the things that came into your life. You may have been told you was ugly, stupid, ignorant, never was going to be anything. All of these negative curses spoken on you, and I bind those negative spoken curses over each and every last one of you all's lives. I bind them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I loose them out of your life. Thank you, Jesus. Number five, being taken advantage of. And when I say this, I mean women, we tend to go out there and think that every man that tell you they love you and they take you shopping and take you to Red Lobster, then they care something about you. The devil is a lie. You being taken advantage of, because if a man truly, truly love you, he would marry you. He wouldn't say, well, or you wouldn't allow him to go into your most inner court and degrade your body and yourself like that, knowing that fornicators have their part in a lake of fire, knowing that this is destroying your heart, mind, body, and soul. You have been taken advantage of. You are worth more than some Red Lobster. You are worth more than some white diamond perfume. You are worth more than some weed put in your head and your nails done. That's what a pimp does to a whore, and he think he owns her. Hallelujah. But you are worth more than that. You are not, if you have given your life to Christ, you are not a whore. You are a woman of God. Hallelujah. You are in a royal priesthood. Glory be to God. And if a man can't see you for that, and then you say, well, I can't get married because they'll cut my welfare check, or they'll cut this check, or I'm getting funds from my ex-husband, and they'll cut this check. Your funds from your ex-husband is, I can tell you, I don't know how much it is. I don't know how much your welfare is, how much a child check is, or whatever. It's not worth more than your soul, because the Bible says, what will a man give in exchange to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Because you will lose your soul over some dollar bills. Hallelujah. feeling like number and I put this in there, being taken advantage of, feeling like a sex object, that, oh, just because you do this, then I have to give you some sex, you know, like Biggie Smalls, and I think that was R. Kelly, I think an old song, they used to sing, "You must be used to me spending all that sweet whining and dining, then I'm loving you tonight," but I heard the dirty version. I know what they say. In other words, you think I'm going to take you to Red Lobster and spend all this money on you, or take you down here to Golden Corral and spend the money on you eating a buffet, and you think you gonna go, or Applebee's, and you think you gonna just go home and give me a little hug and a little kiss on the cheek, and that's gonna be it? No, you gonna give it up tonight. I'm getting it tonight. Like you worth nothing but a Red Lobster and a piece of steak. The devil is a lie. So you feel like a sex object you've been taken advantage of. Number six and the last one, controlled by others, witchcraft. That's mastermind witchcraft. You've been controlled by others all your life. Even as a child growing up, your parent told you what you was going to go to school and be. Your parent told you what you can't marry this person and you can't marry that person. Your parents never let you grow up and make mistakes and do things and learn on your own. You was always controlled, manipulated, and told, if you didn't do this, I'm your mama or I'm your daddy. And if you don't do this, then, you know, you disrespecting me. That's witchcraft. That's witchcraft, and that's control. And then you may not have realized that that's what it was, but that's what it was. It was witchcraft, because your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, and nobody else has the right to control you, to put mind manipulation over you and control your actions and your being, your life. That is controlled by you and the Holy Spirit. You allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. Your mom may have given birth to you, may have come out of your mom's birth canal, but your mom do not control what the Holy Spirit want to do in you. He has called, picked, and chosen you for what his purpose, and he has to be the one to lead and guide you. And it's not a type of disrespect, because you go the way the Holy Spirit lead and not the way mama lead. Hallelujah. That's witchcraft. But I'm about to end this segment. We're out of time right now. But I pray that something that I said bless you all. I pray you allow the Holy Spirit to put those pieces of your heart, mind, soul, and spirit back together, so you won't be this woman that's bitter, angry, upset, busted, hurt, disgusted, and now everybody got to pay for it. And because you were hurt in a relationship, or because you or maybe was married and your spouse committed adultery on you, now you got the idea of all men cheating, all men are dogs, the devil is a lie. No, they're not. And, oh, I never get married again because you've been hurt and wounded. Well, you better watch the words you speak, because you better not ever look at a man to even lust after a man, or you have committed adultery in your heart. So you better be careful with the words you speak, because you have been shattered, because you have been wounded, and you have not allowed the Holy Spirit to come in and to heal, deliver, and make you free. He's a healer today, people. He is a deliverer today, women of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said by your stripes we are healed. We thank you today that we need healing on the inside, Lord God. We may have drink all types of smoothies and all types of health drinks, and we may have good health in the natural. But Lord God, we need healing in our mind. We need healing in our spirit. We need healing of the soul, Lord God. We need healing in our heart, Jesus. We need you to create and renew a right spirit in his heart. We need you to take out this anger, this unforgiveness, because we have been shattered. We need you to take us and put us back together, Lord God, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We bind every spirit, unlike the Spirit of God, right now to try to come into our minds, to try to come and steal our soul, to try to come into our spirit. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we loose right now. We plow the blood of Jesus over our hearts, over our mind, soul, and spirit. Help us today, Lord God, that we can be whole, that we can have healthy, whole relationships in the name of Jesus Christ, that we can be a loving, Lord God, sanctified, meaning set up clean and set apart for your use, Lord God, that we can help other women, and that, Lord God, that if we are married women, that we can be the wife that you called us to be. If we are mothers, that we can be the mothers that you called us to be to our children. Help us that we can be whole, so that we can go out and teach and train and equip other women and let them know that our Jesus heals, our Jesus delivers, that you are a healer, deliverer, and that you will set the captive free. Shape us, make us, and mold us into what you have us to be. Because without your anointing and without your spirit, we can't do nothing. We thank you, we praise you, and we magnify and glorify you in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. I pray that something that I said bless you all today, and that you all that are listening under the sound of my voice, that you take the heed to the word of God. And to any of you all that may want to be a blessing to the ministry that God has placed me over, you can do that at PayPal. If you don't have a PayPal account, you can get it. It's a free account. PayPal, you can go under my name, LaShonda Williams, 907gmail.com, LaShanda Williams, WILLIAMS, 907 at gmail.com. And you can give a donation of whatever the Lord placed on your heart or whatever you would like to give to support this ministry, that I may keep on doing the things that I'm doing to help the women of God to see your growth, hallelujah, because that's what I aim to do. Or you can send a payment to LaShonda Williams, P.O. Box 375, Ethel, E-T-H-E-L, Mississippi, 39067. That's P.O. Box 375, Elsa, E-T-H-E-L, Mississippi, 39075. I think that's my, I haven't been here but 2 years, and I always give the wrong, it's 39067. I'm sorry about that. Elsa, Mississippi, 39067. I love you all, and I pray that something that I said bless you all, and I will see you all and talk to you all very soon again. Have a blessed and prosperous day.